PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City, and hello, Christmas is coming. Let's get to the news. The Delaney Hotel and Delaney's Tavern, a project in Soto currently under construction with a planned opening in May 2018, will be receiving $20,000 in assistance through the City of Orlando's Business Assistance Program. The hotel and restaurant will be opening inside the bones of a former office building and restaurant at 1315 South Orange Avenue. The $20,000 will go towards the required connection to the City of Orlando's sanitary sewer, storm drainage, and water distribution systems, which totals $90,000 in costs. The Orlando Police Department will be receiving 63 new vehicles. That's 17 2018 Ford Interceptor four-wheel drive police sedans and 46 Ford Police Interceptor utility vehicles. The total expenditure will be $1,953,514. I'm sorry. How did police work get done back in the day when all they had were cars? And why are we buying new? And why do we have to go through a local dealership to buy them? Why not go directly to Ford and avoid the middleman? Why is the city even paying retail? And why are we buying Fords? Downtown is getting a new park. The city will be leasing a vacant parcel of land for 10 years starting this month to be used as a pop-up park and plaza at 274 North Orange Avenue in downtown Orlando. Dr. Phillips City Center LLC owns the property and plans to develop the property in the future, but has agreed to lease it to the city for this 10-year period. The park and plaza, according to early renderings, may include a window service restaurant and food trucks with outdoor restaurant-style seating and other types of seating areas. The city can enter into a management contract with a third-party vendor for the operation of an on-site food and beverage service. Here's the part that makes you go, No food or beverages other than water will be distributed from the premises that is not paid for by the consumer at prices equivalent to those prices offered by business establishments in the downtown Orlando Central Business District. Isn't that called price fixing, collusion, something? Why is the city involved in the prices charged by a third party, and was it forced by the downtown restaurants? These are things we will be finding out in the coming weeks. No rent will be paid by the city on this project. They'll just pay the annual insurance fee of $1,500 and reimburse DPC approximately $17,000 annually for ad valorem taxes and stormwater utility fees imposed on the property. The city is responsible for all the maintenance. No monuments, plaques, memorials, or tributes can be erected on the property. At the end of the lease, the city will not remove the improvements made to the premises. They will become property of Dr. Phillips City Center, LLC. This project seems extremely unlike what the city typically does. It feels way too innovative for them. It's not normal for them to envision and execute projects like this with such creativity. So, I am thrilled. Now, it is in a dead zone of Orange, far away from the barf-strewn bars of Wall Street and that bar alley along Orange Avenue. And where are folks going to park? Listen to me, I sound like a jackass. Yay, park for 10 years with food trucks next to nothing. Robinson is getting two-way cycle tracks. Robinson runs from Paramore to the Orlando Executive Airport and borders many of downtown's historic residential neighborhoods. It's getting a total overhaul. The part I care about is the part about bikes. Robinson will be getting two-way cycle tracks along 1.4 miles of the road's 2.3 mile length. Two-way cycle tracks are physically separated from auto traffic and allow bicycle movement in both directions on one side of the road. Two-way cycle tracks protect bicycle space and improve perceived comfort and safety. The increased width allows safer overtaking for bicyclists. The cycle tracks run from the Central Business District to the Milk District. The only spot that won't have them is the 0.9 mile length running from Hyer to Bumby. That area will put bikes and cars in the same lanes. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.